In keeping with tradition, the annual Prague Spring Classical Music Festival kicked off on Sunday with a rendition of Bedřich Smetana's epic cycle Má vlast, or My Country, which portrays the history, legends and landscape of the composer's homeland. What makes this performance particularly poignant is that it was performed by a German orchestra formed by musicians expelled from Czechoslovakia after the Second World War. Brian Kennedy has the story.
The Bamberg Symphony Orchestra recorded the complete poetic cycle Má vlast a little over 2 years ago under the baton of chief composer Jakub Hruša. Their concert on Sunday night, marking the 135th anniversary of Smetana's death and the opening of the 74th annual Prague Spring Festival, in a sense also marked a symbolic homecoming, as festival spokesman Pavel Trojan explains.
There's always a huge sense of anticipation surrounding the opening of the festival itself. My Country was performed by the Bamberg Symphonica under its Czech chief conductor Jakub Hruša. Its choice has not been caused only by Hruša's being the orchestra chief conductor since 2016 and by their recent common recording of Má vlast by Bedřich Smetana. Beyond that, the Bamberg Symphony's association with the festival is equally interesting on the account of the orchestra origin. It was formed in 1946, the very same year as the Prague Spring Festival first season was. Bamberg Symphonica was formed by German musicians, formerly members of the Prague German Philharmonic, expelled from this country after the Second World War. Notwithstanding the exacerbated twists and turns of post-war political developments, the orchestra has never hesitated to evolve, have its root in Bohemia. So it was very symbolic, this opening, and I'm very proud that it went so well.
Exactly 60 years ago, Má vlast, My Country, was singled out as a work condensing the message of the Prague Spring Festival's inaugural evening. But although Smetana's cycle already figured in the event's historic first edition back in 1946, it only became firmly established as an inseparable part of the opening program in 1959. This year's festival, always an eclectic mix of mainly classical but also contemporary music from Europe and beyond, runs until June the 4th. There are simply too many world-class artists on the program to name them all, but I asked Pavel Trojan to spotlight a few.
The most anticipated concerts are of orchestras and artists coming from abroad. Few orchestras are as capable of effortlessly combining inner passion with flawless unity of sound as Orchestra dell'Accademia Nazionale di Santa Cecilia under conductor Antonia Papano. We are very much looking forward to New York's ensemble, Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, which demonstrates the way in which the intimacy characteristic of chamber ensembles merges with the rich sound of large orchestra. They are returning with Jan Liszewski, a Canadian pianist, very young pianist, very famous in the world. It has really a broad range of genres and curious offerings.